We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Tonight, it's the 2020 home finale. Does the Crimson and Cream still have momentum? That's the question tonight. Sliding catch made by Stoops. What a grab. Drop for a loss by Corey Roberson. Broken up. Throws across the middle. It is picked off. Intercepted. Trey Norwood. Three-man rush. Under pressure. They got it. The IT department showed up. It's Isaiah Thomas. Sooners looking for two. He's crunched near the goal line. To Ramondre up the middle to the one, pushing, turning, touchdown! Ram, bam! Flush to the right, now he's flushed back to the left. End zone, Weiss is there! Touchdown! Under pressure, they got him! He's sacked! Gotta throw it, he does, picked off! Intercepted by DJ Graham! Kick is away, looks like it has the distance, and it is good! From 50! Throws late, nearly picked, it's gone! Braden Willis, win column Sooner. The Sooners will play for the Big 12 championship again.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live at Woody's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Tuesday night. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk. Thank you for joining us. We're going to look back at the win over Baylor. Look ahead toward the regular season finale coming up Saturday morning in Morgantown. Got a special edition of Sooner Sports Talk for you tonight. No Lincoln Riley Radio Roundtable. We start by welcoming in my radio partner, the Butkus Award winner, Teddy Lehman, everybody. Make him welcome. Make him welcome.
T-Row.
Joining us via satellite, Werfel Trophy winner, sideline analyst extraordinaire, Gabe Eichard.
Howdy, yeah, Gabe. Satellite? What?
Satellite. Who is that guy? We're at the stadium.
What do you mean via satellite?
It's actually a fiber line. I'm not exactly sure how we're getting them here. And that other guy you see there does play-by-play for OU basketball, volleyball, soccer, professional fishing. He does it all. Chad McKee. How we doing, fellas?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be good for Gabe and me because typically we're roommates on the road, but I haven't been going on the road, so it's going to be nice for us to spend a little quality time together. And we're poor substitutes for Coach Lincoln Riley. Let's be honest, Gabe.
No, I don't know about that, Chad.
Well, I am. I don't want to speak for my partner here, but I'm a poor substitute.
I have missed you. I have missed our hotel experiences. But, no, excited to be here, guys. It's another week where a football game is going to be played. So that's a good week in my mind. This has been the weirdest season ever. But right now, everything on track for this game to happen on Saturday. So I feel good.
Everything is on track. We've done this West Virginia show once already, so let's all knock on wood right now that we can get there.
Me and Chad did a show, and Teddy, it will never see the light
of
day.
It's
the best show to never see the airwaves. It was the greatest show ever, and nobody ever saw it. It was tremendous.
You can't just re-rack it for this Saturday?
I voted for that. I don't know
probably,
if anyone heard it, but that was my vote.
Ted, we could. I mean, let's be honest about it. We could do that.
I don't know. I was talking about how good West Virginia was, and they just got destroyed by Iowa State. So
nobody was paying attention to that game. Re-rack the show that we did.
Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law. The law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Gabe, Chad, 27-14. The Sooners beat Baylor on Saturday. Gabe, we'll start with you. Cause for concern at all?
I could understand someone feeling that way with the way that they played offensively, especially with how much the run game struggled. And I was very surprised. We had thought that Oklahoma's offensive line had ironed out all of those issues. They'd been playing really well. They'd been running the football extremely efficiently. That had set all those big passing plays down the field up, and it just really, really struggled. And I'm hoping it was more Baylor and less Oklahoma, but there certainly were some issues. If we're being honest, they got handled at the line of scrimmage, and we're just not used to seeing that around here. And I really do think that affected everything offensively. They couldn't get into the play action game. They couldn't push the ball down the field. When that run game's not going, the offense struggles. We just don't ever see it. So it was really bizarre to see them struggle so much offensively. But then you've got to be extremely encouraged with what we continue to see from that defense. I know Baylor is very limited offensively. I know Charlie Brewer, I have no idea why you would want a guy like that throwing it 56 times, but it's what they decided to do. They abandoned the run, and Oklahoma's defensive line continues to dominate games. It's just weird seeing the defense look like the strength of the team. I'm still trying to, like, come to grips with that.
Teddy, it's not that weird. I mean, there have been teams like that. You played on some of them.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's just been a minute. I think cause for concern just on the offensive side and just a little bit. Let's remember, they have had four basically weeks off without playing a football game. That is so unique in a college football season. And Teddy and Gabe, you could tell us better, but to me, the offensive side of the ball is more dependent on rhythm, timing, cohesion, working together week after week. You shut that thing down for five complete days and then try to start it back up, there are going to be a few bumps in the road. That's why I think West Virginia is a really – this is an important game. There are those who would say, well, it doesn't mean anything. You're going to the Big 12 championship game anyway. But I think it's an important game because I'd like to see Spencer Rattler bounce back. You know, over the course of the last six games, he has played really well. Before the other day, he had gone 14 touchdowns, just one interception since the Texas game. And, Gabe, you've talked about it a lot. He continued to push the ball down the field, not with reckless abandon, but when he had the opportunity to. And he had not put the ball in risky situations. I felt like against Baylor, he put the ball in some risky spots, and I think we'd like to see him perhaps go back to where he was maybe a game ago. So I think of everybody on the field, this might be the most important game for Spencer Rattler amongst everybody else, guys.
Yeah, I agree with that. That rhythm, you want that going into your biggest game of the year. Gabe, I wanted to ask you this. You know, this is the first time we've seen the offense without Stogner. Is that a big factor, you think, in some of the stuff we saw, some of the inconsistency we saw out there? Is he that big of a part of this offense?
I definitely think he changes what defenses have to do, Ted. When you have a guy that is that big, that can be that big of a threat down the middle of the football field, and that way it feels like that's what was lacking. One of the things, right? Now, Stogner, he's a solid blocker in the run game. He'll continue to get better at that, but He has been their big play threat down the middle of the field, and it didn't feel like they had that. They tried to work in a couple of those pop passes. I thought Baylor did a good job defending those concepts, but when you have Stogner out there, the defense has to account for him. He draws attention. And also, Teddy, you know this better than anyone. Like, what personnel do you play when he's on the field? That's where it becomes very difficult, because he's such a big athlete that you want a guy that's fast enough to cover him. But if you do that, he's going to block that kid all the way down the field if they dial up the run game. So it's created some really advantageous situations from a personnel standpoint when he's on the field, because it's hard for defenses to know how to treat him because he is such a threat in the passing game.
Sooners also did not have the services of Mikey Henderson on Saturday. Marvin Mims got hit hard early on and didn't get to play much in that game either. So hopefully all those guys will be okay when we go up to West Virginia. Let's take an opening timeout. When we come back, Lincoln Riley did meet with the media today, and he talked about the fact that his depth paid off for them on Saturday night. We'll hear that next. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Sooner Sports Talk is presented by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Anheuser-Busch, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Riverwind, still the one. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. Welcome back to Sooner Sports Talk, Radio Roundtable Edition tonight. It's time to hit the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. You can ask a question on Twitter, at OU on the air. This one is first, and I'm going to answer it and move on to a real one. But Ruben Robles tweeted us, lineman, that's Gabe. Mm-hmm. Linebacker, that's you.
Right.
Or voices, I think, Chad, that's you and me. Who would be the first to finish a chicken fried steak at Kendall's? And I'm just going to answer this quickly because it's a no-brainer, and I think you'll agree.
It's Gabe.
Our man Gabe Eichert could eat all of us under the table.
That guy.
It's not even.
Still got it.
It's not even close.
That type of training never goes away.
It doesn't. He eats more than pretty much anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah. Guys, there's only one way to find out, though.
Would be a good experiment. Will Melton on Twitter, fellas, with the college football playoff at a long shot, what bowl game would you like to see us play and against what team? I'll start with you.
Cotton Bowl, Texas A&M. I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's the best scenario. Florida, maybe if, you know, they lose to Alabama in the SEC championship. I think the Cotton Bowl against either one of those teams is your best bet. You start getting away from that, it's like a lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. You guys agree?
Yeah, or if something happened to Alabama, you know, you potentially get Alabama in that Cotton Bowl game too. But, yeah, I think that's ideal. You, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm 100% in. I think Florida or Texas A&M, I think both of those teams would be a really tough matchup for Oklahoma. I actually think Oklahoma would match up better with Florida. So I would like to see those two teams go at it. I think that would be a really entertaining, high-scoring football game, and definitely the Cotton Bowl. That way we can just drive down there, drive back. It's very easy, guys.
Last time we played Florida, they had Tim Tebow. Last time we played A&M, they had Johnny Manziel.
So. And it was the Cotton Bowl with Manziel. Yeah,
let's not talk about that.
Sorry, Gabe.
Neither one of those games worked out very well for us. All right, Lincoln did have a media gathering today, and he was asked about his depth. Obviously, OU missing a bunch of guys on Saturday night. They were still able to win the game. And he said, I'm not sure that would have happened a year ago.
Gosh, if we'd had that many guys out, I don't know that we would have been able to play last year even. And certainly, I don't think the quality would probably have been what it was the other night. So, you know, there's so many guys there that have stepped up and become, you know, good football players for us and become dependable players that we want to put in the game. And so, you know, that part's helped. And then obviously the unselfishness of and the ability of Robert Barnes to be able to kick back there and do that last week was huge for us as well. And, you know, and then we were fortunate as the game went on that we, you know, didn't have any further injuries in the secondary. So, but no, the depth is certainly better. The competitive depth is certainly better. And there's just more guys that we are not only confident putting in the game, but that we want to get snaps and that we are taking starters out to put them in to get snaps. And so that's, you know, it's without a doubt much improved.
And, you know, this has really been a two-year thing, and it started last year. And I remember guys saying, you know, why is Kenneth Murray over on the sideline standing next to the coaches and not out on the field? Well, it's because they're developing that second group, that roster, that defensive roster, Chad. And, like, to you, how big was it to see, you know, really getting deep out there with some players that even a lot of people maybe not that familiar with, even though we are pretty late in the season, a guy like DJ Graham? I mean, how much does that add to this defensive performance?
No, Mike, it's huge. You know, we'd become aware, even going back to last year, of the defensive line depth. But for Robert Barnes to be able to move linebacker, safety, linebacker, wherever you need him to play. We saw Jeremiah Crudell. You mentioned DJ Graham coming in and playing. And John Michael Terry has factored in more after being a starter previous to this. All those components, it's the type of depth that everybody wants to build for a couple of reasons. Number one, you get into a situation like this and you're not worried about who you're putting out there on the field. But, Gabe, moving forward, the other thing you can get out of it is, hey, the greatest motivator is having to sit and watch from the sidelines when you are not playing well. To know that somebody can come and replace you and there's no drop-off in quality, that's a huge motivator as you continue to build depth like this.
Yeah, and I think we saw exactly what Alex Grinch has wanted all this time, right? He wants to build that depth. He wants to have guys that can fly around 100 miles an hour every snap. And when you get in a situation like this season, and I know it's the coronavirus and that's why they're having to do some of these things, but it almost fits perfectly into what Alex Grinch has been building for the last 2 years. I don't think there's very many teams in the country that are better prepared for those situations than Oklahoma. This is what Alex Grinch has envisioned. Now, I'm sure he wished he had all of his guys available, but you're replacing those starters with guys that have played a lot of snaps because he's been rotating them, and this is just what he does.
Forced depth because of the situation that they're in right now. Who has surprised you, Gabe, on defense? I want to go around the horn here. Give me a guy this year, maybe you weren't expecting a lot out of going into the year, who has surprised you?
I think we're all going to say the same guy, and it's got to be Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Right?
He's definitely on the list, yeah.
Maybe number one. He's in the discussion. You heard Alex Grinch say it. If he's not Big 12 Player of the Year or Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, he doesn't know who is. He has been such a steadying force for that defensive line. And the thing about him is he can do it all. He can kick inside. He can come off the edge. He can hold up in the run game in the interior of the defensive line. He can hold up in the exterior of the defensive line out there on the edge. And he makes plays. Like, usually when you hear coaches talk about a guy the way they talk about Isaiah Thomas, like, he's steady. He's making a play here and there. This guy is making splash plays. He's getting to the quarterback. He's getting tackles for loss in the running game. He's been spectacular, and I'm not going to lie. I thought he would be a solid contributor this season.
Yeah.
I did not see this coming.
He went from just a guy to a superstar this year. You got anybody else that
I'll
jumps out?
I'll throw you a name out there, and mine is Perrion Winfrey. You know, he was a highly touted guy. And a junior college transfer, and, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, we know junior college transfer situation is hit or miss.
Yeah.
And whenever he came in, I'd heard some good things that he's explosive and he could be a game changer. So I considered that he would be a solid contributor for him. Not the game changer is the right word, because whenever he goes, he goes and he is unblockable. The penetration, some of the pass rush stuff on the inside, you know, he'll give you some unbelievable snaps out there. I didn't see the upside being as high as it was. I figured that, okay, they're saying some good stuff. He'll be a guy kind of like Gabe was talking about, a contributor out there. But whenever it goes for him, he looks and plays like a star.
Chad, you got anybody else?
I'm not saying that I didn't expect much out of him. We've seen him before. But for Trey Norwood to come back from what he came back from, you wondered where he was going to fit. Is he a corner? Is he a nickel? Where will they play him? Well, he plays wherever they need him to. That's what he's done through the course of his career. And to now lead them in interceptions, that's a great comeback story for him, not to just be a part of it, but, man, they have needed him because of what we saw last week. You know, you've got guys out in that secondary. Brendan Radley-Hiles was not playing. You had the, you know, Robert Barnes having to move back there. So I think Trey Norwood is a guy who I thought would contribute, didn't know how much. He's been an integral part. He has been the leader in takeaways.
He's got three picks.
Which is what this defense has wanted. He's kind of spurred that effort for them this year.
Yeah, I'll throw DJ Graham out there. He wasn't even on the spotter board like 4 weeks ago. Now he's, now he's making plays and playing really good.
You know, I was saying this, I think, to Toby earlier this week. You'll have those defenses sometimes that they pass the eye test, but their numbers don't look good. You go, well, their numbers are a little better or a little worse than what they look like. Or they have really good numbers, but you watch them and you're like, they're not as good as their numbers say. This defense is starting to have both, and DJ Graham's a part of it, Toby. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No. I completely agree. He was pushed into duty Saturday, but even before that, he was getting some playing time, and he's impressive. I think between him and Woody Washington and some other guys, but especially those two, you see some young guys that could be the future at that position. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll hear from more Lincoln Riley. We'll hear more from Lincoln Riley coming up. Also, you got a Butkus brain teaser?
I got one for the guys.
For us tonight? All right, stick around. We'll be back at Rudy's.
Sooner Sports Talk is presented by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Anheuser-Busch. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Welcome back to Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. How would you like to be able to listen to Teddy and Gabe and their Sooner Radio broadcast while synced up to your TV in the comfort of your home? Chad McKee does it every week. Go to syncmygame.com to find out how you can as well. It'll be OU in West Virginia coming up this week, 11 a.m. Central Time. High noon out in Morgantown, and Lincoln talked today about the challenges of playing them at their place.
And honestly, no, you fly in, you're a little bit further from the stadium, you know, from where we fly in than some of the places, but honestly, it's not, the trip's not that big a deal. I think the thing about it is West Virginia typically has played very well at home. I mean, forever and ever. And like I said, this year is no different. I believe they're undefeated at home. They've really played well at home. They've normally got a really fun kind of into it crowd. It's a good atmosphere. And we've had some pretty epic games down there. So, I mean, I think it's just more of you're playing a good football team on the road that tends to play pretty well at home. And those are always a challenge.
Gabe and Chad, your thoughts on West Virginia in general, and he's right, it's not going to be the same atmosphere that it normally is, but it's an Intuit crowd. I mean, it is a definite home field advantage for them in a normal year, and apparently this year they are 5-0 at home. Gabe?
Yeah, they've played really well at home, and it all starts with that defense. despite what Iowa State just did to them, that defense is a really solid group. Led by the Stills brothers up front, they've got some really good players at all three levels. Tony Fields at linebacker, Tyke Smith there in the back end for him. You see him right there. But I was just confused because I thought they matched up with Iowa State really well, and they went to Ames and just got destroyed. But this is a team that is very confident on that field and in that building. I checked the weather, guys. Don't worry. Weather not really going to be a factor. It's not going to be very cold. So I'm very interested with the struggles we saw from the Oklahoma offensive line against Baylor. What happens in this football game, especially with that really talented defensive front from West Virginia? And then offensively, if you stop Letty Brown, you shut down their offense. Jared Deggie is a solid, serviceable guy. They've got speed at the skill positions. But if they can't get the run game going with Letty Brown like they couldn't in Ames, then it becomes really difficult for them to operate offensively. But I've got my eyes on that matchup between Oklahoma's offensive line and West Virginia's defensive line.
I love it when coaches get the question about what is that trip to Morgantown like? It's not like you're going to Europe to play a football game. You're going to the East Coast to play a football game. And one of the reasons why it's been so difficult to play out there is they've had great offensive football teams over the years. Guys that have gone on to the pros. I mean, we will not soon forget overcoming Tavon Austin with Kenny Stills.
And we won the game, okay?
Exactly. That. Why do we shy away from it? It was an Oklahoma win. We should celebrate that.
Listen, you're
I know
not
Teddy
having
can't stand it. Just like we talk about Patrick Mahomes versus Baker Mayfield, and Teddy said that's his favorite Halloween movie, that it's a horror show for him to go back through it. But that's the reason it's been so difficult to go out there and play. It's not because of the road trip. You know, you fly all over. It's not like Lubbock is right next door. You know, it's a pretty Ames. That's not just a real short flight to get up there. But once you get there, it's about the team that you face. This is a very good defensive football team. I think it's a one-off to me what happened to them in Ames. I think you're just dealing with it. It's more about Iowa State. It really is. That's a confident football team. Brock Purdy, I don't know if you've watched him recently, but he's playing as good a football as about any quarterback in the country is right now. And the Sooners are going to see him again in the Big 12 championship game. But to me, the difficulties of Morgantown over the years have been how good in particular they've been on offense, guys.
I'll tell you what's interesting to me, and typically I don't buy into this at all, but this year's a little bit different just because of how difficult the day-to-day is for these college football players. I'm big into the motivation right now. And, Toby, when we did our picks, you know, I was talking about some of these different teams that have their
– give-a-rip factor.
Give-a-rip, have their eye on the goal line. They're ready to be done with this year with all the things that have gone on. But West Virginia is maybe a little bit a little bit different. It's interesting. And, Gabe, I'd like to get your thoughts, you know, because – one thing could change the season for them. Oklahoma coming to town, these seniors, it's the last time they're going to play a home game. That makes it maybe a little bit different than a team just ready to get out and close up the season.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Ted. And I think Neil Brown is going to have this team ready to go. That is one thing he is very good at, getting his guys up to play a big game. And we know how teams respond when Oklahoma comes to town. I mean, OU is going to get West Virginia's best shot. It doesn't matter how bad the Mountaineers got beat in Ames. And the interesting part, you mentioned the seniors. There's a lot of talented players on West Virginia's team. Third-year guys that are about to graduate. I know the eligibility stuff's weird, but they know that when NFL scouts turn on the tape, the first game they're going to turn on is them playing Oklahoma. They know that. The Stills brothers, they know that. Those guys are discussing that. They are going to want to play well. This is not going to be a game where West Virginia mails it in. They've got a tremendous coach that is a great motivator, and they're self-motivated because if you want to play football in the NFL, you have to play well against Oklahoma. That's the first tape they turn on. So there's a lot of factors working against OU in this matchup, but I do think Oklahoma is a significantly better football team than the Mountaineers, but it is never easy to go play in Morgantown.
Got to be able to run the ball. I was troubling their inability to run it after how well they've been running it all year. Gabe, this is your specialty here, the offensive line and the run game. I'm going to feel so much better about that Big 12 championship game if they can go out there and look dominant again in the run game on Saturday.
And I think that's why this game's so important for Oklahoma's offense, because you want to go into Arlington, you want to go into that game against Iowa State, especially against, a lot of people haven't noticed, we talk about Brock Purdy and Breece Hall all the time. Iowa State's defense is playing really, really well now. I mean, they have climbed the ranks here in the conference. They're playing as well as anybody defensively. So you want to get some confidence, because let's be real, OU's offense just got shut down. I mean, for the standards that are here in Norman under Lincoln Riley, they just got shut down by a Baylor defense that really isn't all that good. Now, they're getting better, but they're not all that good. This West Virginia group is much better, in my opinion, than the Baylor defense Oklahoma just played against. I think they're particularly much better on the defensive line. So they need to get some confidence going into that Iowa State game, because if they don't, if those struggles continue, then doubt starts to creep in, all those things. But then it changes how teams defend you. And we all know that Iowa State does what they do defensively. But I'm with you, Toby. I think this is a perfect opportunity for Oklahoma's offensive line to take some frustration out on West Virginia's defensive line, because they've been hearing all the things that are going to be said this week. So I can't wait for them to prove a lot of people wrong.
Take a break. When we come back, tonight's Butkus Brain Teaser. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Football. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with our captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. Log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast. Presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Sooner Sports Talk time. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of OU Athletics. All right, speaking of needing to gain confidence, my man is on a big-time beat-down losing streak over the last few years to Lincoln Riley on the Butkus Brain Teaser. So I think you look forward to these weeks when he's not with us, because you know you got a better shot.
I feel like Gabe and Chris didn't get the last one, right?
No, I don't think we got the last one.
I
think
you were victorious.
Plank's pretty good at these, though. I'm surprised.
Wasn't the last one where we couldn't figure out that Samaje Perine was the freshman touchdown, had the freshman touchdown record?
The year he kind of broke out,
We're not as smart as Lincoln Riley is. No, I mean, we've established that.
That's fair.
Brain Teaser brought to you by the Oklahoma Education Association, putting education first. Although, Chad's ability to color coordinate his sweater and T-shirt with his beard.
That is impressive.
Yeah. It does look
this
intelligent.
This beard's got a lot of different colors in it, so it's really not that challenging.
That's a lot of silver fox, Chad.
Wait until he adds the crimson in next week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I actually know the answer to this, so I'm going to sit this one out, so you go for the fellas.
All right, gentlemen. Which player scored the first points the last time West Virginia beat Oklahoma? Which
Pat
player
White
scored the first points?
I mean, the two Steve Slayton, Pat White are pretty good choices.
Yes.
Now, there was also a fullback in that game.
That's right.
The guy that would bleed.
Yeah.
He would hit himself in the head with
I
the helmet.
Bleed for this. What was his name?
You guys got the game right.
Fiesta Bowl.
Fiesta Bowl.
What are the guesses so far? Pat White, Steve Slayton, and the fullback.
Yeah, crazy fullback guy.
Crazy fullback guy. Which, was that an acceptable answer?
I want to say something Piotrkowski or Stachowski.
It was, yes,
something
there was
like
an Owski in there.
Yes.
Crazy fullback Owski
yes.
guy.
Are we close?
No. No, you're not close.
Terrible.
Well, they were half right with one of the answers.
Yeah, you were half
right with one of the answers. That's better than I was hoping for, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We give up?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of who the running back was on that team.
Yeah, there was another one. They had.
I think you guys already named everyone
Slayton,
you know from that
White,
team.
But there was another one. Noel.
Divine.
Divine. Noel Divine. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you, Toby.
Oh, yeah, that's not it either, though.
All right, I've guessed everybody that touched the football.
This is a good question.
Kind of.
Okay, here's the answer. The first points were a field goal. Any idea who the field goal kicker is, Gabe?
Pat McAfee? That's
correct.
Right. That's boom. Right.
For the brand. I got it.
Nicely done.
Pat McAfee. Kurt, ESPN analyst, known as a punter, obviously, for many years with the Colts, does a talk show host and a podcast. He was the field goal kicker also for West Virginia, and started that game with a couple of field goals to put the Mountaineers on top, and they went on to win it from there. That's your Butkus brain teaser tonight. Congratulations. It's another
yes.
win. Another win
2-0,
for you.
Baby.
Take
I don't know. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. I feel we were pretty close.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself.
You got a Pat.
Right.
You said
yeah.
Pat
just,
White.
Okay. To my defense, I never in my wildest dreams thought that Teddy would throw us a question where the answer was a kicker.
That's well, what makes it such a beautiful question.
Part of
Teddy
the reason,
asked a kicking question.
That's part of the reason Toby's sitting this one out is because he kind of came up with the question.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
We'll take a break. Final segment here at Rudy's when we come back.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Sooner fans, come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products. The Sooner Shop is the official fan shop of OU Athletics right there at Owen Field. Curbside pickup also available during these days. Welcome back. Final segment here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Radio Roundtable edition of Sooner Sports Talk tonight. We're going to start this segment with another Lincoln Riley soundbite, talking today about the impact of Ronnie Perkins' return to this team.
Well, I think the main thing, and you know, is really just getting back the leader and his presence. I mean, he's, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's, you know, I mean, he's one of the, you know, one of the true alphas on this team, and one of the true alphas defensively, and has a presence in a way about him that our guys follow. And so, as much as we were missing having a, you know, good quality player out there, we were honestly missing that probably more. And not that guys didn't step up in his while he wasn't here, they did. But it's like, you know, everybody sees just adding a good player, but man, adding that leadership and that experience and that fire and all that just honestly makes everybody else around him better. And really good leaders, that's what they do. And he's done that for us.
Tell you, I think the one of the biggest things that it's done is helped that secondary out.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen quite a bit that those guys are playing a little bit tighter on some of those routes. They're more aggressive in the secondary, and that's because they trust that the defensive line is going to get home. And, Gabe, we have this conversation all the time whenever it comes to the running game, that whenever you've got a guy like Ronnie Perkins in front of you, makes it a little bit tougher for those offensive linemen to sift up to the next level for those linebackers.
Yeah, you better take care of that down lineman first, or else he's going to be making the play in the backfield. Now, I agree with Lincoln. Ronnie Perkins has brought a different attitude to this defense. And Teddy and Chad, we've had this conversation. We've talked about it with Perrion Winfrey a little bit, but Ronnie Perkins has just the right amount of crazy. Just the right amount of crazy, which is how I like my defensive lineman.
Yeah.
He plays on the edge all the time. And when you're around a guy like that, you feed off that energy. and you start turning more into a guy that's like that guy, especially when that guy is the best player on the field. And Ronnie has brought that to this entire defense. I think it's been noticeable the attitude that this defense has had since he came back. This is a group, it's got a little swagger. It's got a little attitude. It's got just the right amount of crazy.
What did he tell Plank in the interview that he goes up before the game and tells the official I tend to get a little wild out here. So if I ever step over the line, you come up and tell me to calm it down.
Please give me a warning first.
He may have been on the other side of that line for a portion of the Baylor game. May or may not have been. But he has made everybody better. He's made Perrion Winfrey better. He's made Isaiah Thomas better. He's made Trey Norwood better. You know, it's not just the sacks, tackles for losses numbers that are up since he came back. The interceptions and the turnovers are up since Ronnie Perkins came back. And, I don't know. It's like you got a free agent pickup midway through the year on this football team almost. And what a boost he has been. I think, you know, we're looking at the college football playoff rankings, right? Gabe and I are kind of, well, if this happens and that happens, Iowa State moving up a couple more. You almost want to send clips of Ronnie Perkins and Ramondre Stevenson to the college football playoff committee, right? And say, remember, the two games they lost, they did not have their best pass rusher and their best rusher playing in either of those football games. It's significant the difference both of those guys have made.
All right, speed round. We got around the horn quickly in like 30 seconds for each of these. Does anybody have a problem with this football game being played this week?
Oh, absolutely not. I would have a massive problem if we didn't play this thing. I mean, that's what you do. You schedule games, you play the games. If everyone's able to get it done and get it done safely, that's what you do. This is a bad precedent that we're getting into, to where let's only play the games that matter. Well, games matter differently to different people. Absolutely, this game has to be
Gabe,
played.
Chad, either one of you have a problem with playing this game?
Absolutely not. This game was initially postponed because Oklahoma had a virus issue. Mm-hmm. West Virginia was ready to play. Wouldn't be fair to those players, to that staff, to those fans, for Oklahoma not to make this trip. If you can play the game, if the virus is not a factor, you play the game. You get so few of these opportunities as a college football player. Never pass one up. Never.
Ask all of these teams in particular who are way up in the college football playoff rankings, Ohio State being the lead dog in that race, how much they would like to be playing a football game this weekend. As Gabe said, when you have the chance to play them, you play them because they're special. You know, you only get, if you make it to the college football playoff, every year of a four-year career, you would play 60 college football games, right? That would be max 15 games, four times. You don't get that many of them. You should play all of them. You should enjoy all of them.
10 seconds each. Chad, biggest key Saturday for OU?
Rhythm on offense. Find it again. Find the ability to run. Gabe?
Run the football. The key to the game. Oklahoma's offensive line imposing their will on the West Virginia defensive line. It's got to be better than it was last week.
I'll just say if we take care of those things, and I expect that we will, you can't have anything miscellaneous kill. You can't let them have interceptions, fumble returns that turn into touchdowns, or any big gaffes in special teams.
Good job, Butkus. Good job, Werfel. Good job, Beard. Thank you for joining us tonight, everybody. We thank you out there for watching as well. OU West Virginia coming up 11 a.m. Central Time on Saturday. Pre-game coverage for you on the Sooner Radio Network starts at 9 a.m. And we'll see you next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.